From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her predecessors failed to follow government guidelines to limit security risks in using personal email for official business. The Inspector General's report states the Secretary was obligated to do so to protect sensitive information from possible cyber attack. Mark Toner is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
There was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved.
Senior officials said there was no evidence Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct state business. Clinton, who is seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination, is consistently denied breaking any rules. President Barack Obama, after day one of a group of seven summit of the richest democracies in Japan, expressed concern about nuclear proliferation and told reporters late Thursday North Korea remains a worry.
They're not at the point right now where they can effectively hit U.S. targets. But each time that they test, even if those tests fail, they learn something. And it is clear that ideologically they are still convinced that, and Kim Jong-un in particular seems to be convinced that his own legitimacy is tied up with developing nuclear weapons.
Soon after arrival in Tokyo on Wednesday, President Obama had to deal with a criminal matter that has outraged the Japanese public. A former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa was accused of raping and murdering a Japanese woman. Mr. Obama promised full U.S. cooperation in the prosecution and any possible punishment. This is VOA News. Meantime, China is warning the G7 countries holding the talks that they should desist, saying such talks could worsen tensions in the South China Sea. Maritime disputes are one of a host of issues that leaders of the seven countries are expected to discuss during their meetings in Tokyo this week. Last month, the G7 ministers, foreign ministers, issued a joint statement on maritime security at the conclusion of their meetings, voicing their concern about the situation in the East and South China Seas. The UN Security Council has lifted the final international sanctions against Liberia. The Council has been progressively terminating targeted measures imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. Farhan Haq is spokesperson for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Secretary General notes that targeted sanctions measures have accompanied the consolidation of peace and the rebuilding of state institutions in Liberia since 2003, and that these measures have been progressively adjusted as Liberia has met the benchmarks set out by the Council.
Former President Charles Taylor set off the Civil War in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. Taylor was elected president 8 years later, resulting in more conflict until he fled Liberia. He was then sentenced to 50 years in prison in 2012 for instigating war and atrocities in neighboring Sierra Leone. Azerbaijani journalist Khadija Ismailova, who worked for Radio Free Europe, has been released from custody after a decision Wednesday by the country's Supreme Court. Ismailova, who is an award-winning investigative journalism reporter, published findings on the vast assets of the family of President Ilham Aliyev, who was sentenced in 2015 to 7 years in prison on tax evasion charges and abuse of power in what many say were politically motivated charges.
I will, of course, go further to the European court and will fight until proven unguilty on all charges.
The Supreme Court, in its order on Wednesday, cut her sentence in half, reducing it to 3.5 years, which she is now allowed to serve at home. The United States called on the Azeri government to drop all remaining charges against her. A Ukrainian army pilot, helicopter pilot, who spent 2 years in a Russian prison, returned home to a hero's welcome on Wednesday after being freed in a swap with Moscow. The president, Petro Poroshenko, decorated Nadia Savchenko with the Hero of Ukraine Award, the country's highest honor, during a ceremony. Early in the day, the two alleged Russian soldiers returned to Moscow as part of the exchange. A long-standing history of troubles there. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.